are the voyagers of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't starve us out and you can't make us run, cause when them old boys raise on shotguns, we say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. Grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and he's taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
game is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
To Mad Science at www.shazazradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html and you have access to not one but three chat rooms. I heard some sort of weird stuff going on in the background there. Anyway, I posted some videos over there. One Sky Collection, he does some really unique work. Can you mute your mic for me, please? He does some really unique works with pancake coils and neodymium magnets and stuff, and a lot of LEDs. He tries all different types of configurations. Some of his work is just is amazing. But anyway, that particular video right there and the next two videos that I posted up there, these, they call them dwarf cars. Hope that's not politically incorrect. Anyway, these cars, you just have to see them to believe them. They're amazing. They were made in this man's backyard, and he spent many years, he said like 2.5 to 5 years for each of these cars to make from start to finish. And they, I think he's got about 7 or 8 of them. Anyway, you got to look at these cars. They're like really amazing. You'd swear up and down they were made in a factory, and they are, identical replicas of the actual size version of the car. And quarter scale, of course. But it just shows that some of the talent and the craftsmanship that's out there is just mind-blowing. The third video down that I put down there is a very interesting video. It's a 3D printed motor, electric motor, that he was able to 3D print a magnetic core for it that replaces the metal laminate cores that they have in modern day stators or rotors or whatever. And moving on down, next two videos in line are pertaining, one of them's pertaining to, I thought I put another solar one in there. There's two of them. They're posted in the in the Mad Science chat over there. Let me go look and see where I scrolled up to. Where'd it go? Thought I posted two of them, but I guess I only posted one. Anyway, it's solar panels. One of the solar panel videos that I guess I failed to put up there was one that they track the sun. It's got a couple layers in there, like reflective glass, that one of them changes directions in there almost like a prism and focuses the sunlight from any direction. You can lay these flat out there and they have more efficiency because they basically just follow the sun. And the other one was a video out of Hong Kong where they're making really super efficient solar panels. That's one thing I can say about the Chinese solar panels. I'm really impressed with them. They put them in a lot of toys, and these solar panels are really super efficient. You get voltage just out of ambient light in your room up there. I bought a few of them off of eBay that are pretty impressive for, you know, not being out in the sunlight, but being able to capture some energy off of fluorescent lighting that I use. They are actually producing some voltage. That, to me, is pretty impressive. So, basically, it tells me that, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. You can get things to be efficient. The biggest problem we got in energy isn't the fact that, you know, we have to fight to generate electricity. Is that when we do have it, we don't use it as efficiently as possible. And there's so many different things going on out there as far as the power industry, coal industry, fuel industry, and the nuclear powers is what part of what I'm talking about. But there's a hindrance, a huge hindrance to mankind moving forward, where people are out there essentially company against company, fighting over power and fighting over resources and all this kind of jazz, and basically making it harder for anybody to ever even have an opportunity to escape the power grid. Things as far as solar panels are beginning to get cheaper. There's going to come a day when I'm pretty much positive that every single house on the planet is going to be using some sort of solar and wind technology. Nonetheless, they'll still be connected to the power grid somehow or another, so that the people that's been in charge all these years can remain in charge. You got to think about the tax base off of fuel. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's gasoline, diesel, or, you know, just the whole oil industry in general, and the power companies as far as any means by which we get our electrics, hydroelectric dams, or nuclear power plants. There's another deal out there called thorium that they say is five times more prevalent than lead on the planet. So there's lots of it around. And according to a lot of the documentaries that I watched on there, there are thorium reactors that can be built that actually had one at one point in time here in the U.S. that are so much safer. And it's ironic that the byproduct that they put off is something that can also be recycled as well. So, you know, it's the whole thing out there in the energy world is nothing more than a bunch of red tape and political and financial. It's a mess. These folks out there that are in charge, you know, I don't know how it is, how it ever came to be, but those folks, they say, there's a saying out there that says, he who has the gold makes the rules. Well, apparently, gold doesn't come along with common sense. Because if you got the gold and you're making the rules and you ain't got no common sense, then everything in the world is messed up like it is today. You know, I'm not afraid of nuclear power. There's a lot of folks out there who think nuclear power will be the death of the planet, but nonetheless, I'm not afraid of it. There's something I didn't even know. Hey, Thomas, you still there? Thomas?
No.
Oh.
No.
Have you ever heard of a nuclear-powered airplane?
Sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Have you ever heard of a nuclear-powered airplane?
Are you saying something?
Yeah, I'm asking you, have you ever heard of a nuclear-powered airplane?
No.
Well, apparently the Air Force was trying to build a nuclear-powered airplane. And that's been years ago. You know, they got
nuclear-powered subs, man.
Yeah, they got nuclear-powered subs, nuclear-powered ships, and so the Air Force wanted a nuclear-powered airplane. Yeah, and then that, I could just see that now. Once everybody knew that there was a nuclear-powered airplane available, they'd be all worried about the plane crashing and causing a mushroom cloud because they don't understand how it all functions. But nonetheless, it's irrelevant. It's just something, you know, when you're...
And if they had a nuclear-powered plane, they'd be using it like a nuclear warhead silo and storing nuclear missiles on it and keep it in the air 24 hours a day. So no one knew where it was.
Yeah, but the engineering on a nuclear powered plane would be it'd be nuts. But basically, you'd be boiling water with highly radioactive material, and then producing steam, running through a steam turbine of some sort, and running electric so that you could run electric motors for your. It don't make no sense.
No, I think the biggest problem would be keeping it cool, because subs make more sense because you've got water to dispel the heat, any excess heat into. You don't have that luxury with a plane.
Well, yeah, and that and shielding.
Air's a lot harder to disperse heat into than water. So
shielding from potential radiation, which they've managed to do on a sub. You know, I figure if you can do it on a sub, you could probably do it on a plane too, but you're talking about more weight. So,
yeah, say you want to be really super light with an aircraft. With a sub, you need the extra weight to make sure you're not floating to the surface when you don't want to.
Yeah.
So.
Doesn't come without its complications. But I guess my point in all that, Dale, is that, you know, if you're the U.S. Navy or the U.S. Army or any army for that matter, and you got an unlimited budget pretty much where you can afford to put millions and billions of dollars you know, towards projects like that. You know, back in the 70s, Stan Myers was running around with a dune buggy that was running off of water. Military liked that technology and wanted to use it. He didn't want him to use it. A couple weeks later, he was seen leaving a restaurant and saying somebody had poisoned him. So, coincidence or not, nonetheless, basically everybody out there in the alternative, well, not everybody, but a lot of folks out there in the alternative energy community, or maybe trolls or whatever, would basically come out there and try to say that, oh no, you know, hydrogen technology isn't worth it because it takes too much energy to produce, you're not going to get as much out, or whatever. You know, but then the military starts talking about how they're going to be driving their ships on hydrogen technology in the year 2017, which basically is this year. It's kind of crazy how that works. You know, those folks that throughout history who have invented different types of methods of using energy, AC current, DC current, whatever, they never really got the credit due to them for what they did. And somebody who somehow or another wrangled some power structure to it, threw on a bunch of regulations, figured out a way how to keep everybody paying a doggone electric bill. And to me, it's crazy to even have to pay for electricity. I understand somebody providing a service, you know, they maintain the machines and you give them money so that they can, you know, pay their employees to do the maintenance and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, where does it stop? Because it seems to me that since I was a kid, the prices of electricity just keep going up and up and up. It gets to the point where people just can't afford it anymore.
And so, that's not a technology problem, though. Unless you consider money a technology, the creation of it and the regulation of it.
It's a technology problem to the extent that the technologies available aren't being utilized to make these costs so far down the hill that it ain't going to bother the average Joe.
No, the problem is that, hey, the problem is they keep weakening the money to keep running that war machine you were talking about, that unlimited budget. And so they can keep buying up all of the world and squeezing everybody down to next to nothing. That the discussion about the cost of energy is more of a Knights of the Round Table discussion than a mad science discussion. I say we just focus on, you know, everybody worries about having enough energy. We keep using more and more. Let's go ahead and find better ways to basically manage it and how to make it, and not worry about how much it costs. You know, if you talk about cost, let's talk about the cost of making solar cells. And I don't mean the dollar cost, I mean the energy cost versus the energy that you get out. And any other technology you're going to use to produce energy, how much energy is it going to take to make it? What's the cost, or what the watt cost versus the watt gain that you get out of anything that you're producing, or BTU if it's, you know, heat related?
Well, my point is what I'm trying to get to. This is a discussion for the mad science because it gets into technology that should have been looked at a long time ago by the average Joe because it's readily available. We know how to boil water. And that's easy. You put some heat under it. And then you got the people want to use, you got to boil all this and then you're releasing carbon in the air. If you really seriously pay attention to what's going on when you're burning firewood or anything for that matter, you're creating another element while you're burning the one element. All you're doing is changing that form. You're not wasting.
You mean you're changing the molecules,
yeah,
from one molecule to another. You're not changing the elements because that's actually fusion and fission. But you're changing the molecules. You're going from cellulose and things like that to carbon dioxide and water vapor and whatnot by busting those bigger, less stable molecules apart to get smaller, more stable molecules.
Yeah, and all of which can be reused again. Even carbon dioxide, even carbon monoxide can be used again.
Because right, it's down to using the most efficient means of busting those things apart to reorganize them.
Yeah.
So don't, if you use heat to break down carbon dioxide to make oxygen out of it, it'll take an intense amount. When you convert to water, it takes an intense amount of energy to break that down. But if you use a highly ionizing ultraviolet light on it, it takes almost no wattage at all to bust those individual atoms apart and break the whole mass down.
So if a guy can sit there and make out a identical replica. I mean, this is you just have to look at the doggone videos. Look at the pictures of these vehicles that this man put together in his backyard. Without no high-tech shop or anything like that, was able to do that. The other guy was able to take a 3D printer technology and literally print out brushless DC motors using, plastics. And even the solar technology, if you wanted to build a custom solar panel, there's methods by which to do that. And so it's the average Joe that I keep pleading to out there, the folks out there with the talents and skills. You know, everything costs money to make. I'm sure of that. That's a given. And unfortunately, we're in a system where sometimes money's getting harder and harder to come by. And when you do end up with it, it becomes less and less of value. But some of the technologies that I'm talking about, maybe it might come down to the fact that we need to redefine. We need to redefine what energy really is. And you got AC current, you got DC current, maybe it's time for an upgrade. Maybe it's time for an upgrade that can't be sold. And, my grandpa used to say one man's trash is another man's treasure. And I think a literal empire could be built off of the trash that is generated throughout this entire world. And when I say trash, I'm not just talking about physical trash. I'm talking about wasted heat and energy that is generated by the inefficient systems that we use today. We know the basic functions of a magnetic field. We know, pressure and heat and all kinds of stuff. And the measurement for standard electrical current and standard physics and all that, basically, as far as I'm concerned, it's a brick wall. It's the ceiling that you can't get past. No matter what you want to do, no matter what type of energy you want to try to go with, there's the ceiling. The mathematics will only let you go so far, and anything else past that, nope, can't do it. Ain't no such thing as over unity, ain't no such thing as zero point. Alright, well, I ain't never got a bill from the sun. So that's in my toolbox right there. I got the sun. I can always use some solar power. And if I can't afford solar cells, then I'll use the next thing in line, which I know doggone well that the sun can do. The sun can produce a lot of heat. And heat is one of the things that is really seriously overlooked and is one of the biggest hindrance to all the electronics and all the machinery that we use. Heat and friction go hand in hand. We, if your engine in your car gets too hot, it'll destroy itself. If your electric motors, the windings in your electric motors get too hot, they'll destroy themselves. It's simple as that. So that tells me that if heat has the capability of destroying things, then it's a powerful source. And so there's all kinds of ways to get heat. Heat can be transferred back into electricity. We know this because we've seen the thermocouple, the thermal pile, the Peltier element, and knowing the basic concepts of how they function. Any two dissimilar metals that are in contact with each other, you put heat at the end of there next to those two metals, they will begin to produce an electrical charge. In some incidents, it's not a very high electrical charge, but when you get to a certain temperature, when both of those metals become the same temperature, then the process stops. So knowing that, some individuals actually invented the Peltier element, which works off a temperature difference. So you got this thing, and you can put electricity to it, And it'll produce heat on one side and cold on the opposite side. So you can use it as a thermos for heating your food or keeping it warm, or you can use it for a cooler for keeping your drinks cold. It's pretty impressive stuff. But nonetheless, it produces a lot of heat on one side. And that heat has to be dispersed so that it doesn't burn itself up. Transistors, MOSFETs, what other ones are like that, doggone it, can't even remember. Either way, those generate a lot of heat as well. Excuse me, I gotta give me something to drink. Basically, just about everything we got out there that we run standard electricity through generates heat. We can generate heat by rubbing a couple sticks together. We can generate heat by basically any form of friction. We can get heat from the sun. We can get heat from all kinds of sources. And so, if you can't afford solar panels, and you could afford to scrap together a bunch of junk, like the individuals that take soda cans, and they'll make these little solar heaters. They'll spray paint them black and have a glass on the outside of them. One of them even took it as far as to actually use a Peltier element and the heat generated inside that thing to actually run the fan to circulate the heat in and out. And there's a lot of things in your in the actual design of your house that places where you get heat. The attic, up above your roof right there, because of the composition shingles or even metal roofs that you got on there, they capture a lot of solar heat. Thomas, can you talk for a minute?
Well, I ain't got nothing to say, man.
Oh, thanks. That's a good way to bail me out there. I'm out. It says, good way to bail me out there, live on radio. I'm struggling here for some reason.
Well, I don't know what's going on there,
choking.
Man. I'm still trying to catch up with the videos and stuff, man.
All right, so never mind. I'll work it out. Anyway, so...
Go to a music break for a few minutes, man.
No,
get that sorted out, whatever that is.
We're good. Anyway, so...
Did you eat a fly or something?
Did I eat a fly? Alright, so anyway...
We're going to stop calling you Shazaz and start calling you Toad.
So anyway, what all these videos have in common... Sky Collection, he does some really amazing work. And if anybody ever stumbles onto free energy as far as the way that electricity is used, that's going to be the guy right there. He's got really good craftsmanship as far as the things that he builds. They're sturdy, they're precise. The next guy in line down there basically must be multi-talented because he's able to build those cars in his backyard and they look like the real deal. The 3D printer technology that you have access to is mind-blowing what you can do with that. You can design a motor, electric motor, or even a gasoline motor as far as that goes. If you did it properly, I still believe it can be done. You could print an engine. You can print electric motors. You could print solar panels. That's another thing they were talking about, was being able to use certain materials to actually print solar panels. Doggone it.
You sure you don't want to go to a music break?
I'm positive. So, thorium is a material that they say is basically safer than uranium, and it's more readily available. And there was actually a thorium reactor. They have, light water reactors, and they have salt. What do they call it? Oh, it's basically where you heat salt up, molten salt cores and stuff. It all boils down to just that. You're boiling water. You're boiling water to produce pressure from steam. And so, good morning, Shazoo's. Induction, another way of generating heat. Yeah, that's another one. Thanks, Stephen. Induction heating, where we take electricity and run through some coils and actually produce, heat. Intentionally. And if you've ever looked at any induction heaters or induction, there's some circuits that you can buy off of eBay that basically have copper tubing coiled up. And the circuitry allows you to run the power through there. It kind of pulses the power in and out, so it's not a like constant dead short, but it pulses the power in and out, and you can put something steel in between that copper core, and because of the induction, it will actually heat that deal till it's red hot. You can melt metal in between that field. And so I'm thinking, as far as the average Joe and energy use of the future, what is in our grasp is basically the simple, taking what would have normally been waste and turning it into the power that's necessary to run the appliances that you want. There's methods by which you can use heat exchange systems to do cooling. It's kind of crazy when you think you can get cooling from heating, ain't it? But if you go look at HVAC technology and heat pump systems and stuff, you'll understand where I'm coming from with that. Excuse me. I don't know where that came from. But where there's a will, there's a way. There's a lot of technologies available out there. It's going to have to be something that the world actually wants, because the way I see it right now, there's no way in this current system, with the current mindset of even some of the most brilliant individuals, that there's ever going to be free energy available to the average Joe in the form of a device that the average Joe can afford to build by themselves. It's just not going to happen. No matter how hard we try, you got debunkers in every different direction. You got people that think they're educated that aren't as smart as they think they are, that debunk every single thing that you say. You can't do this because of that, and it goes on and on and on again. Plus, you got the guys out there just flat out ripping people off and selling them bogus free energy devices. So the way I see it, until the average Joe decides that they really seriously want free energy, it's not going to happen. There's not going to be no holy grail device that comes out there that you can put down in front of somebody that they can manufacture themselves at a low, low cost that's going to get it done.
1999.
It just ain't happening. Yeah. Well, when you finally get a large enough group of people who want to invest in each other, then it'll come to pass. Because
we see that occasionally happen, but it usually ends up going for things like inventing a new potato salad recipe.
Potato salad.
Yeah, you don't remember that whole fiasco?
No.
Guy got like $200,000 or $300,000 to invent a new potato salad recipe or some nonsense.
Well, now you can see it's just another deal. I don't want to ever lose faith in the possibilities of what mankind can accomplish. But the way that it's appearing at this stage in the game, at these crossroads, is that the average Joe just doesn't want to stick together. They want to get rich, but they're not gonna trust in each other.
I don't know. They stuck together pretty well, like that potato salad probably did. I think the problem is with energy. They want somebody to give it to them, but they don't want to pay for it. You know, they don't want to pay in the sweat, the tears, or the money for the resources to make it happen. Even, you know,
a lot of the resources to do energy the way that I'm talking about can be dug out of the dump. I mean, there's so much waste in industry out there. There's so much waste in the average household. There's just an incredible abundance of energy. Everything around you is energy. We're a carbon-based life form living on a carbon-filled world. And that's why they're trying to outlaw carbon.
Are you saying one day it'll be illegal to be alive?
Probably. And if we ever get technology, well, we already got AI technology that they're working on, but if we ever get technology where the machines are there to look out for whatever's best, well, it's going to come down to be one of them sci-fi movies where eventually the machines outgrow the people and we're just going to get whacked.
Well, I was going to say the machines already outnumber the humans as it is. It's just they're not sentient and thinking yet.
Yeah, it won't take long. Anyway, wasted heat, wasted materials, wasted fuel sources, and governments and companies out of control fighting amongst each other. These companies out there, they hinder each other. You know, to all the advancements, if these companies really wanted to, you know, make this world a better place and actually get us to the point where we would excel in technology, it would be nation helping nation. It wouldn't be these companies hoarding materials or fighting over, you know, any kind of resources or funding or whatever. Every time somebody throws another regulation on this or another regulation on that, and you got technologies that are waiting in the background that could be moved forward, it's too easy to hold on what already works in the old fashion, even though it's as inefficient as it's as all get out. It's too easy just to hold on to it. Now, nuclear power, some people fear nuclear power. I don't fear nuclear power, but why would you use something like uranium when you had access to a cheaper version like thorium that would either do the same job or better job? I don't understand that. And as far as you know, water and heat, water is supposedly the most stable molecule on the planet, and it can be disrupted with heat and radio frequencies. You can actually burn water. It's made of oxygen and it's made of hydrogen. It's amazing. It's an amazing fuel source. The technologies to use that on demand have been around for years, if not decades. And we're not grasping onto it. I mean, you're sitting here right now in front of a computer that has access to just amazing abundance of knowledge and research. And the knuckleheads are a dime a dozen. There's like, for every chat room talking about some sort of alternative energy, there's probably about 50 knuckleheads in there trying to think that they know everything that is to be known and try to tell you how stupid you are for trying to do it. The governments are sending billions of dollars to all kinds of different projects. You know, who cares about the mating habits of a slug? You know, maybe there's a use for it, I guess. But that kind of resources in the right hands could really seriously put some new technologies out there in the general public. You know, some people are just happy with the status quo. We got all kinds of cool technologies. We got cell phones and PlayStations and all these nifty toys to play with. We're being pacified by the world that we live in and being enslaved by the dollar bill that's behind that. And I set out to prove once and for all that energy's free. I didn't set out to scam nobody. I didn't set out to try to make myself look smarter than anybody. But year after year I sit and I point out all the different possibilities. Put this piece of puzzle with that piece of puzzle. And it's aggravating. It's aggravating because if the government put even a fraction of the effort that I put into trying to find this answer, then it had been done already. And I'm positive they already know it. And the fuel industry makes a lot of money for a few amount of people. Those folks that own the industries, those folks that are invested in the industry. And there has to come a time when the average Joe wants to get things done for the average Joe, that the average Joe's going to have to invest in one another. But once again, we're back down to the same old scandal that somebody going to make, like you said, potato salad. It's ridiculousness. So, I've come to the conclusion that I'm going to take the waste energy that is generated, and I'm going to run my entire property off the power grid. And I'll show those interested in how I did it. And then those who want to do it will do it. And those who don't want to do it won't do it. I'm going to use the waste products. And I'm going to run my entire property off of heat. What? Are you on the show with me or are you off the show?
Who are you talking to?
You.
You haven't asked any question, man.
Huh.
So, I'm just listening to you say what you've said before, man.
What did I say before?
Exactly what you said today.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Every single time. Yeah. Listen to the podcast. Did you forget?
I said I'm going to run my entire property off of heat. That's new.
That's new?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you said you get plenty of global warming every winter up there, so it shouldn't be any problem getting a directional flow so you can generate something off it as it passes from where you're generating it to where it's going.
Yeah, they say the planet's heating up. I'm going to use that heat. I'm going to generate power with it. I'm going to generate power with the sun. I'm going to generate power with the wasted energy off of the internal combustion engines that I'm going to run regardless of whether or not people say that CO2 is causing climate change. I'm going to use the wasted heat to heat water. I'm going to take everything that's already readily available and utilize it, including hydrogen technology, to where I'm going to run those internal combustion engines off of water. And the money that I save by doing that, I'm going to put in a piggy bank, and I'm going to build the machines that I said could be done. And those who want to watch the videos and use that information that I share with them, they'll be also using waste heat energy. It's as simple as that. That's the only way it's ever going to get done. You ain't going to get a bunch of people together. There's no such thing as the dream team. It doesn't exist. I know. I've spent 20 some odd years trying to find them. You might find a couple individuals that might be willing to help you on projects, but you can't get enough people together to build the dream team.
Well, I told you before, man. you don't have a place for the Dream Team, and it's too hard for any team to work together across long distances. You have to have a decent amount of money to basically handle the transactions to move stuff from point A to point B.
Well, the way I see it,
there's a ton of resources being thrown away every day, but it's not all in one place. It's all spread out all over the place. So you got to collect that stuff and send it to a central location, and set up a place where people can hunker down and work on whatever it is, even if it's only 2 weeks out of the year, arranging all of their vacation time off.
You ever seen to a be relay there, race?
Because you got to still take care of everyday life, but you know, if you can use your vacation time to solve that problem, even if it takes 5 years of getting together for 2 weeks and then coming back and working on it, you know, another 2 weeks, when it's done, you eliminate a huge chunk of what you have to spend the rest of the year, the other 50 weeks out of the month, just trying to survive, because now it's going to be easier to survive.
You ever seen a relay race?
What?
You ever seen a relay race? It's amazing.
Yeah, the baton thing. But again, you still have to have a place for the relay to the race to happen. It can't just be all over the planet.
The world is
That's not going to work, man. I'm not sleeping under a bridge while I'm working on technology.
You don't have to sleep under a bridge.
That's what it sounds like.
No, that ain't what it sounds like.
Yeah, it is.
Because in throughout the entire world, everybody has their own resources. And if utilized properly, if I got something you need, I can get it to you. If I can't mail it to you directly, I can hand it to somebody who can hand it to somebody who can hand it to somebody, and eventually you got the thing. You didn't even have to leave.
You're talking about a lot bigger team now.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen because people believe that it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because people find all kinds of excuses why it can't be done. This is like Henry Ford said, if you believe it can or you believe it can't, you're right, either way. And that's the deal. The people of this world have been beat down so much and have become so accustomed to being under the system that we're at that you can't pull them away from that. And you can't get enough people interested in the deal, because every single project that has ever been put on the table for people to work on, there's always a reason why you can't do this. Period. And there's always you can't get enough people to focus on one project long enough to get it completed. So the Dream Team idea is a wash. It took 20 some odd years to figure that out, because I had enough faith in the world and the people that we could actually accomplish this. And it ain't about just one little piece of property when you got the whole world at your access. You could get anything done. We could troubleshoot via Skype. We got camera technology. We can work on things. If I can't build it here, somebody can build it there. Vice versa. And it could get done. Unless you get something like the Geek Group, who went out there and put them a big old shop together, and they work on projects and that. The Atmospheric Group basically got together and they built some poles and they were pulling static electricity right out of the air. It's not going to happen. It's as unfortunate as it sounds, even though I'm 150,000% beyond a shadow of doubt believe I've already proven that energy's free. Until there's an actual device that somebody can sit there and watch and see, they're not going to believe it. Until you put it in their hands, they're just not going to believe it. It's as simple as that. And those who think themselves to be so educated aren't going to pay any attention to it, because they believe that the laws of physics are written in stone. Keeping in mind that every single thing in science is theoretical. Nobody knows exactly how everything works. Nobody's ever seen the electron. It's theoretical. And so how energy travels to begin with, it's all a guess. But you're not going to get these people to do it. I tried. Now, I'm going to take junk, and I'm going to generate heat. And I'm going to utilize the basic science of heat exchange systems to do heating and cooling, and I'm going to do it all with junk. That's the only way it's ever going to be done. Are you still there? Well, I guess I'm on my own then.
Yeah, I had my mic muted. You kept complaining about noise in the background.
See,
takes me time to get to it, man. And then, you know, I don't fly like my grandmother used to always say. Gotta give me a second, man.
There's a lot of folks out there that are brilliant that, you know, they want to live the dream. They want to get rich. I understand that. Everybody would love to be rich because, you know, money is power.
Hey, what's the thing that people seek more? Riches or fame? Because I see an awful lot of people that are basically downplaying any potential to generate any value or any resources just to be famous as a troll, you know?
Well,
like you were talking about, the naysayers that all want to act like they know it all. That sounds like a kind of, you know, famous in their own mind type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm smart.
Well, that's funny because I don't want to get famous. I don't want to get rich. I just want to try to put something on the table, you know, my little contribution to the world, because I studied science since the day I was a kid. I love science, you know? And I learned a lot. I paid attention in school. And so when somebody said that there was a need in the world, I stepped forward to address that need in the world. It's probably Raymond. I saw him come online. I stepped forward to address that need in the world. And, you know, for the effort, I got... I got a lot of negativity out of it. And
I'll try to add Aunt Raymond since you mentioned that. So if anybody else thumbs up, I'll add them. Didn't tell if Jermaine was trying to get in or not. He did.
Basically, what I'm attempting to do myself, I'm going to do myself with junk. Because I've...
We're in the club, man.
I spent 20 some odd years trying to show the world something, and we're here today. You know, everything out there produces waste energy. Everything. It doesn't matter what it is. And everything
I already said that before, man. Second law of thermodynamics. You always lose energy from any system you produce. So create a system to collect all that energy up, organize it, and use it. It to our advantage.
That's what I've been saying.
You'll never run out because the sun is putting out so much waste energy that is losing to the second law of thermodynamics that the earth, like a giant cup, is constantly being filled to the brim until it's overflowing with excess heat and light. Every day.
That's what I've been saying.
And that energy circulates around the world all day long. So in the middle of the night, moon's out. You're still having all this excess energy in this giant cup that's on the other side of the planet.
That's what I've been saying.
We're here, man. I already told you I'm working on one particular thing I've shown you. It's going to work, man.
Well, don't take this personal because I'm not trying to make it personal on you. I'm not saying that you're not doing research. What I'm saying is that what we're trying to do here is not on a scale of what should be done if people really wanted to get rid of nuclear power or wanted to beat the coal industry or the fuel industry. It's going to take a lot more than what we got. Because for every step forward, we get smacked 10 steps back by brick walls from everything from financial to just the average jerk running around saying, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. As far as the second law,
that's what I said, man. You've got people that are interested, need to just stop, you know, stop beating the drum and let's get busy on it, man, and don't worry about any of the rest of those other people.
Stop beating the drum!
Lead by example, and, you know, when they see it, they don't hear it. They go, hey, where'd that guy go? Well, he doesn't pay an electric bill anymore. They'll come hunt you, man. They'll come and look for you. You get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying, though? They'll come looking for you.
I am continuously.
When you try to get to them, they don't want it. But the second that you got it and you're not available for them to come and get it, they'll come knocking your door down to find you.
I've already got it. I've already been giving it to everybody and his brother, but they ain't paying attention. Man, I do all kinds of research. I love science. Like, you think that just radio shows that all that I ever do? I got things that I could show this world if I could get them to pay attention for 5 seconds without all the craziness. And it ain't happening because people think they know more than they know, and they just completely and utterly overlook basic science. That's why I call it mad science. Because it is political. It is red tape. It is financial. It is all the craziness that goes on around this world. People said that the world was dying. I stepped forward to say something. Hey, look, you could do this. You could do that. There's this over here. There's that. And what I got for my effort was craziness. More craziness. The more I stay doing this, the more in deep I get into this matrix of people who just think that they know everything that there is to know. And it's frustrating as heck because I'm sitting here watching a nuclear industry where one part of society's over there saying, well, we got this terrible disaster that's killing off the planet. I'm saying, well, we got the answer to fix it. Let's do it. No, it ain't getting done. We got oil industry, we got the coal industry, we got people out there. There are so many different ways. If you burn a doggone fire log, you get multiple different uses out of that log, even out of what would have naturally been considered waste.
Wait a minute. Damn. I gave you 4 solar panels.
Look, Raymond, this isn't about what you gave me, and it's not even about what Tom's. I'm not saying that either one of you guys ain't assisting in the process.
I gave you 4 solar panels. You used one of them, to make an experiment to show people that it worked. It was used. It was old. It was discarded. It was trash. And you used one of them, and you proved to people that it worked. The other 3, where are they? Oh, I'm sorry. You used 1, so I gave you 12 more, and where are they? I'm sorry. Take somebody else's trash that I don't need, that was given to me as trash. Come on, put them up. Show people who you are. Damn it.
This is mind-blowing. And people wonder why I call this mad science. It's mind-blowing. Because I got 200 and some odd videos out there, and in every single one of these videos, there is a piece of the puzzle that had anyone, I mean anyone, took it, ran with it, they would have made themselves a fortune. There's so many different ideas out there. Energy is free.
Gave you a fortune. You did not use it.
How can you say that I didn't use it? Because if you jump over there on my YouTube channel and you look through those videos, they're being used. There's ideas sitting right there on the table. Right there for everybody and his brother. Anybody who wants to run off with it, it's right there. And I said, when I go off the power grid, I'm going to do it with style. It's going to make the news. when OSHA's is goes off the power grid. And the whole plan was to take everybody with me. But I tried to build the dream team. I tried to show them something, and I failed.
No, you did not fail. You did not fail.
Where's the dream team?
You did not try.
Where's the dream team?
The solar panels you needed to get your butt off the grid. I gave you all the solar panels you needed to get your butt off the grid, and you did not use them. You put them against a wall in the shade so the sun could not touch them. I'm sorry.
Mind blowing. All right, folks, listen. You're listening to Mad Science Show, and you're actually hearing OSHA's is get really mad. And
that's a good thing.
No, it's a bad thing. It's a
no,
bad thing.
It is because, really a good thing.
Because this is the point. This is the point where I'm to my bursting level to where I delete this entire radio station, and I delete my entire YouTube channel, and I walk away. This is the point. This is the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm to the point right now. I'm ready to walk away permanently. Because we got a system out there that doesn't care. We got the average Joe out there who just doesn't pay attention.
Wait a minute. I'm paying attention. I gave you my trash.
And I appreciate it, but it's not the solution, Raymond.
Wait a minute. I love you. You're
Raymond.
My brother.
Raymond.
And you want to walk away?
Listen.
Walk away?
I appreciate.
You can't do that. You cannot do that. What you have to do, what you really need to do, is show the people that are listening to this radio show that you can do exactly what you said. You are the man that started this show. So you need to finish it by doing exactly what you said. Take my trash and turn it into gold. I gave you 4 and 12 is 16.
There's 20 solar panels out there.
People, that this trash could be used to make electricity, but you lit up lights at night that you did not need. You took trash and you did a great thing. Now let's do something greater. Let's take all these solar panels and light up your house. Come on, Shazam. Do I need to come there and do it with you or for you or whatever? I gave you my trash. They gave me the trash. All these wore out, hail damaged solar panels that couldn't produce enough to make them a profit. But they could light up your house. Come on, Shazit. It's time to put up a shut up.
Man. I'm done with this. Alright. For 20 some odd years, I tried to do something and show people something so important. And I had to do it in a crazy way because those before me, they didn't fare so well. Those folks with ideas and solutions out there didn't fare so well. And so I had to figure out a way not to get shot. Not to get disappeared, so to speak. And so I picked the most unique, craziest way possible to try to put some science out there on the table, some real science. And you've heard me holler about global warming and climate change because it's ridiculousness. You've heard me point out everything under the sun, including the sun. And when I'm talking about the Dream Team, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about all of us out there. We have the capabilities, we have the technologies to resolve this whole entire issue. We have the capabilities to fix this world. And it is political. It's the structure that we've been put under before the day we were born. That's the problem. It was the mainstream media, it was the government of the world, governments of the world that said that our planet was dying. It was those individuals who said that we had a hole in our ozone layer. It was those individuals who said that we had global warming due to man-made climate change or whatever, due to carbon emissions. It was those people, it was the governments of the world and the industries of the world that said that we were under scarcity, that we were going to run out of oil, that we had to find clean, renewable, alternative energies. It was all the individuals out there who were talking about save the planet. It was all the green people out there that say we got to go green. And so when I heard this word was a need, I saw commercials where there's a starving baby over on this side of the world. And that's all the wars over there. And I stepped forward and I put the call out to every one of the Dream Team, the average Joe, everybody and his brother. I put the call out. And I did it repeatedly, over and over and over again at nauseam, trying to pull the crowd together. Now I pulled two wonderful people together, Thomas and Raymond. But apparently somehow along the line in the process of trying to explain to them what it was that I was trying to accomplish, I'm either standing on a soapbox or I'm repeating it and repeating it and repeating it, and I'm saying the same thing that I said for 20 some odd years. And so it's going nowhere. It's going absolutely nowhere. And if there's anything in this world that frustrates me more than anything else, it's when I know what I've done and I'm told that I'm doing nothing. This has never been about me. It's been about taking all these ideas and putting them on the table and getting all the rest of the Dream Team together and making something happen. 1, 2, 3, maybe 5, maybe 10 guys in this world isn't going to cut it. It ain't going to happen because there's too much competition out there. There's too much negativity out there. There's too many people quoting the second law of thermodynamics and their version of physics or whatever that says, the science book says, you can't do this and you can't do that. And technologies that would have been already up and running get shuffled off to the side because people believe they're not possible. It's aggravating. That's why I call it mad science. And that's why, even on the Mad Science Show, I'll talk about politics. I'll talk about red tape. I'll talk about governments of the world because they're the ones who said that there was the need. The mainstream media said there was the need. There either is a need or there isn't a need. The world is either in danger of man going extinct and the world being destroyed or isn't. And for whatever reason, these words don't resonate across the entire world. These words never go viral. I'm just a crazy-haired dude who studied science since he was a kid. And I understand the ridiculousness of doing something the way that it's been done over and over and over again. If enough people in this world shared that dream of making things right in this world, things would be right. You have the power. You always have had the power. You just were told that you didn't have that power. And the school books and the standard forms of measurements of energy, they don't apply when you're building a new world. Edison had DC current. It had issues. Tesla had AC current. It still has issues. They both work. They both have a purpose. There are other things that go on out there in this world. As far as energy, the way that we use energy. And if you go look at the common denominator of all the different forms of energy out there, they got one major common denominator, and that's heat. Heat is a destructive force. It's a useful force. There's a lot of power in it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be cramming all these atoms together, uranium, cramming them together in highly refined radioactive rods to use the reaction that occurs to boil water. When your hydroelectric dams are turning, they're producing a massive amount of current that goes through all the different systems and every single one of them down to your transformers down there because of the induction going on is producing heat. Water is the most stable molecule in the world that, whenever introduced to heat, begins to boil. When it boils too much, it turns to steam. The driving force behind boiling water is heat. And the sun produces a lot of it. Friction produces a lot of it. And so all the forms of energy out there, no matter which direction you run in, coal, heat, gasoline, any of the so-called fossil fuels, heat, electricity, resistance, friction, heat. It's just, it's mind-blowing. It's sheer and utter ridiculousness that people can't understand what it is that I've been trying to say. So I'm going to take junk, and I'm going to make a heat transfer system. I'm going to take other people's trash, and I'm going to make a heat transfer system. And I'm going to cool my house, and I'm going to run my electricity off of heat. Because even in the winter time, I can get heat. Because I paid attention in science class. I paid attention to the basic science. And this isn't about one person. It's about the entire planet. Those folks said that our planet was dying. Those folks said that our planet was polluted. Those folks said that we had a need in the world. I stepped forward to help address that need. And where I don't have the manufacturing skills of some of the people, like the folks in that video that I pointed out, where I don't have the manufacturing skills to literally make a car that looks identical, a quarter scale of what the man did there. It looks just like the real deal. Where I don't have the 3D printing technology or the knowledge to run the CAD programs in order to be able to do that. Or where I don't have the printing capability to print out a solar panel to be like that and efficient, or one that will be self-tracking. Where I don't have the capability to refine thorium or any of these other deals that have been pointed out for all the time that the Mad Science Show has been going. I do have boiler technician technology in my brain. And I know how heat works. I know how steam works. And sometimes the older technology ends up being the better technology. And so I can't tangle with the power company because they're too financially more powerful than I am. And they got too many more drones out there who are willing to turn on the light switch and pay them money for doing so. I can't compete with that. But what I can do, and what I'm intending on doing, is showing people how I'm going to take junk right off the store shelf and right out of the trash, and I'm going to power my house. There ain't no holy grail of free energy device out there. There ain't no zero point. There ain't no over unity device out there. And if you're waiting around for it, you're going to be sadly mistaken. Old Keshi out there stole thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars from people who believed in his shenanigans. And whereas I'm not going to ask or even expect or want anybody to give me anything, I do want to address the problem that was told to me that is this world. So I'm going to share it. And those of you who are interested in hearing what I have to say will listen, and those who aren't won't. But I'm not going to take it personal anymore. But I am going to do it alone. Because I'm done. I'm flat out done. I will never, ever, ever ask another single individual to join the Dream Team. I will never, ever, ever have another Skype conversation with anyone over free energy, alternative energy, or anything like that. I might call and say hi, but that's it. I'm going to point it out. Those who want it will take it, and those who won't, won't. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm telling the world that when I was studying science all the way through my entire life, it was there. It was there. All the answers that they said was necessary are there. So, I put it on YouTube. I put it on a radio show, and those who listen, they'll listen. Those who won't, that's that. So, I'm done with it. I'm done with the trolls. I'm done with the negativity. I'm done with people saying it can't be done. I'm done with teamwork. Because all I've got is a nothing but a headache. I'm going to take a song break, get me some coffee, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to finish my show, even if I'm the only man standing.
God's name is going on in here.
What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Can you
space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
crap. Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off!
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat over there, jump over there to the superchat.html. And somewhere there's an alternative radio player if you're having problems with that as well. But, so, everybody out there, you got resources. You got all kinds of resources out there, more than you possibly imagine. And so, I don't understand why the world is still the way it is. I was told that there was a need in this world, that there was somebody in this world who was starving, there was wars going on all over the place. I was told all this stuff. And so I stepped forward. And I asked the world to step forward with me. Not as, somebody working under me, but as a partner, other pieces of the puzzle necessary to resolve all the issues of the world. They said that nuclear power was dangerous. So I studied nuclear power. And I found opposing views on both sides of the fence. They said that coal industry and the fuel industries of the world were polluting the world. So I pointed out all different types of solutions out there on how to not pollute the world. On how you can reuse all this so-called waste. So-called pollutants. And so my task that I started off to do was to build the Dream Team. And the Dream Team isn't just a small group of people. It's the most brilliant minds from around the world coming together to troubleshoot everything under the sun, including the sun, to resolve issues that the world said that we had. And in the journey of trying to find the free energy that the world seeks, the clean, renewable, alternative energy sources, I found a lot. I found a lot of aggravation from trolls and knuckleheads and people that believed that they were so much smarter than anybody else on the planet. I found tons and tons of negativity. I found resistance in every single direction. I found resistance to anything that would go against the so-called laws of physics that are supposedly written in stone. I found resistance in people that were studying alternative energy. I found multitudes of different types of technologies that people were researching. The Bedini motor, the Tesla coil, and I could go on and on and on forever. But I've already said all that on all the prior podcasts of this show. I've said, pointed it all out. And to try to find the holy grail of free energy devices out there is like weeding through the trash. trying to find a gold nugget. It's impossible. Because those who want to scam you are so abundant that it's crazy. Those who want to steal something from somebody else so that they can have personal gain. Those who want to say, oh, I'm really smart, give me money and I'll fix it. But they weren't. They were just taking the money. I know of several individuals out there who took a lot of money from people. And they didn't fix it. They squandered it. The governments of the world do the same exact thing all the time. They take tons and tons and tons of money from people. Off of their hard labor, and they squander it. So I reached out with the Mad Science Show to point out to the world, look, you're being played like a banjo. And when all you people out there decide that you want to resolve these issues, it's there. Every single piece of the puzzle is there. Now, I've made a lot of people mad in my journey in the search for free energy. And a lot of people have made me mad. I'm pretty mad today. I don't think I've been this mad in a long time. I've asked that people don't curse on my show because it's out of courtesy for myself and others that, you know, would like to hear respectful language. But nonetheless, it happens. I am not the answer to anything. I'm only one piece. One missing piece of that puzzle that makes up the dream team, which is all the people of this world. I can't do it by myself. Can I get off the power grid by myself? You bet I can. And I will. And I'll do it with style. I'll do it with class. And I'll do it with junk. And I will show the world how I did it. But I won't sit around for the next 20 years and argue about it. Those folks who have listened to the Mad Science Show for a long time and they like the show and they like the craziness that goes on over here, they'll still listen. And if my numbers drop all the way down to 1, I don't care. I'll still say it. I'll still get on the radio show and I'll do a radio show for that one individual that wants to hear what I got to say. I'll still point out everything that I've been trying to point out all along in my crazy way. I put the Mad Science Show together to try to help out the world. I put the Mad Science Show together to give people a platform to come on and share their ideas with one another. And when those people step forward and want to share their ideas, then I will give them the microphone. But until then, ShazizRadio.com is not a fear-mongering site. It's not a place for people to come here and foul-mouth each other and degrade each other and talk smack about people's ideas. It's a place to come to be respectful to one another and to solve the problems that they said was in this world. If you're out protesting Save the Trees with a wooden stick and a paper sign, you need to check yourself. You need to take a long look in the mirror. If you want to get the problems of the world resolved, then the holy grail of all that is to get this to occur is to find that one magical thing that is going to pull this world together. Somebody said earlier, if you build it, they will come. I built it. Some people showed up. But it wasn't like what I thought. Nope. I'm going to build it, and I'm going to show the world what I did to get off the power grid, and I'm going to do it with style. It will make the news. And those who paid attention will understand exactly what I meant all the time while I was saying what I said. Energy is free. Every single thing out there, including you, is made up of energy. How we utilize the energy, how we understand the energy, is two different things. Some folks will argue that water can't be used as a fuel when basic science says otherwise. Water, we're told, is hydrogen and oxygen. And we know that separated, the two could be used for fuel. But you would not believe how many people will fight against that. Plasma technology, and I'm not talking about the hoodoo voodoo version that the thief like Keshi was trying to ponder off on the world. Who knows where he's at now? But a lot of people lost their money because of it. Plasma technology in the real sense, like the nifty little plasma ball that you see, that technology has been around since the late 1800s. The Mercury Arc Rectifier was a plasma reactor. Had they have known back then what we know now about plasma technology, there wouldn't be no nuclear reactors. Because basic science and physics says that light is heat and heat is light, vice versa. And so that means if you can see it, then it's hot. And everything I explained, including the internal combustion engine, is generating waste energy, waste heat. You already have the internal combustion engine, which is only 36% efficient. You can take that and you can make it 100% efficient using everything that you know about basic science. The nuclear reactors out there that everybody's afraid of are generating tons of waste energy. When those rods, which are only using a small percentage of the energy before they become so inefficient that they won't boil the water efficient enough to generate the steam necessary to turn the turbines, which turns the generator heads to produces electricity that then in turn goes to your house. It's still energy. It's still usable energy. We were told that our government, NASA, sent a probe millions of miles away to a different planet. So far away that if you look back at the sun, it's a little dot in the sky. And wouldn't produce enough solar energy to run a 2-watt light bulb. But by the time it got there, it was still able to, after 9 years, produce over 200 watts of power that would run the systems that supposedly took a picture of this and sent it back to Earth. That particular system had a common denominator. It used heat to generate electricity. So if you live in the desert, and you ain't got no electricity, then you didn't pay attention in science class. If you live next to a volcano or thermal vents and you ain't got no electricity, then you didn't pay attention in science class. If you live anywhere in the general vicinity of the sun and you ain't got no electricity, then you didn't pay attention in science class. There are so many different ways to produce heat. So many different clean, alternative, green energies and ways to produce heat. And heat has the capability to take the world's most stable molecule, which is water, and agitate it to the extent that it boils, producing steam, producing pressure, which in turn turns turbines that turn the generator that run all the inefficient electrical appliances that we have today. Back in the 1800s and prior, when they had boiler systems, they had radiators that they heated their houses with. Using technologies that we know of how to use heat transfer systems, heat pump systems, you can literally use heat to get cold. And so with that said, the Holy Grail and the proof of free energy has been right there in front of your face all along. If y'all want to get together out there in groups and build devices, then you can share those devices with everybody and his brother, or you can make the attempt to get a patent and try to get rich or whatever. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm going to keep showing the world what I'm showing them, in hopes that one day the dream team will wake up. When the dream team wakes up and decides that enough is enough, the wars will be over, the fighting over resources will be over, homelessness and starvation will be resolved, and everything will work out just fine. The alternative is to let the status quo do what the status quo has been doing for years, generations to come. The status quo is what got us in the mess that we're in today. I ain't got no more time for negativity. I ain't got no more time for the blame game or the craziness. I ain't got no more time to sit here and try to explain to the world why it is that we're in a mess if people aren't willing to listen. Maybe I don't always have the right proper terminology to say the right things. But the simple of it is, if people really seriously want to resolve the issues of today, then the only way you're going to do that is to come together. That's it. You trust in your governments, you trust in your corporations and your companies, you trust in a small crowd of people that don't even trust in themselves. Energy is free. If you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough. I don't think I've ever been this frustrated in my entire life. I know I've been upset, and I know I've been mad, but I don't think I've ever been this frustrated. Trying to point something out to the world that maybe, just maybe, the world doesn't even want. And one thing I don't like is wasting my time. Peace and love, everybody. I'm gonna take some music time.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Hey, Doc, this is it.
Never mind that.
Why, that's me! Look at me! I'm an old man!
Hey, I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing here on the parking lot at...
Thank God I still got my hair! What on earth is this thing I'm wearing?
Wow, this is a radiation suit.
Radiation suit? Of course! Because of all the fallout from the atomic wars! This is truly amazing. A portable television studio. No wonder your president has to be an actor. He's got to look good on television.
Whoa, this is it. This is the part coming up, Doc.
No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
What did I just say?
The flux capacitor stores... This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt? How could I have been so careless? 1.21 gigawatts! Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power? It can't be done, can it?
Look, all we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium is available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Whoa, Doc, stuck here? I can't be stuck here. I got a wife in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean... That says it all. Doc, my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, it just might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
Thank you. crap.
Give me the number for 911.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html where you have access to not one, but three chat rooms. And even a little emergency one. So how you doing there, buddy?
Oh, doing all right. Maybe somebody wants to call in by telephone and say howdy, howdy. Well, dial 817-776-5430. 817-776-5430. I can add you in here today.
Do you
share the microphone with us?
Do you remember back whenever you and I first met?
It's been a while. I don't know if I can remember back that long.
Well, I saw a video you did, Stirling Can Engine, where you made a coffee can Stirling engine.
Stirling Tin Can Engine.
Yeah, that's the name of it. Anyway, basically I was a really super small channel at that time on my YouTube deal. And so I didn't think a guy like you would want to talk to me because you had quite a few subscribers back in the day. But I was impressed with the work that you did on your Stirling Can engine there. I was impressed for a whole lot of reasons. One of which was the fact that you were meticulous in the way you showed people how to put it together. And another thing is that you actually was able to repurpose what otherwise would have been trash to make it a functional machine.
Yeah, I'm worse than Grandpa with a quarter holding your attention.
Huh?
I'm worse than Grandpa holding a quarter in front of your face to hold your attention for an hour.
Huh. Well, either way, it was people like you that I was looking for.
I wound up having to make two because I missed the shot on how to get part of it done, so I wound up making a second one, and I was trying to build them both at the same time in front of it. So it wound up being a long series, but I definitely enjoyed it. Had fun with it.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people out there that have creativity like that. And I'm thinking the majority of all the people in the world have some sort of little talent, missing pieces of the puzzle. Now, I just crazed the idea that maybe I could get all these people together, you know? Bring those brilliant minds to the table and actually solve the so-called energy crisis of the world, which, personally, I don't believe we have any energy crisis. I don't believe we ever had any energy crisis.
Yeah, the same amount of energy exists today as did yesterday.
That's what I've been saying. The fact that you burn something up doesn't mean that it's gone. It's still there. It just changed forms.
That's right.
And so, a lot could be said about what you can do with heat and energy. You see, the only problem we got is a common sense crisis. It has nothing to do with the lack of resources, because like you just said, every single thing that was ever here before is still here now.
Right.
Including the people that's passed on. You know?
Now, let me correct you on that common sense thing. Common sense ain't so common. It's now uncommon sense. You gotta say it as such.
Okay, so uncommon sense. It's running amok.
I feel much better.
Anyway, I'm aggravated today, as I'm sure you can tell. I'm frustrated. I just see, you know, a whole lot of things going on in the world. I hear a lot of stuff. People say that there's a need in this world. And so when you step forward to say something and you get smacked back, well, that's aggravating. Because one thing I did do when I was a kid, I paid attention in school. And so I'm not nearly as stupid as I look. Alright? And so I'm sitting here telling the world, all of the world, I'm talking to the dream team. Every single man, woman, and child out there who's old enough to think for themselves, I'm telling them, and I'm pointing it out, that you have access right now to, like my friend Steve always says, the vast sum of all humanity's knowledge at your fingertips. And if you can't get it done, then it can't be done. Or you ain't trying. Am I wrong in thinking that way?
I believe you. Speaking of Steve, have you heard from Steve in a while?
Yeah, he's still over there doing all this gardening stuff, the aquaponics and hydroponics and stuff.
Yeah, you know, all them kiddies over there in the Philippines trying to rescue another town and show people how to do it. Messaged me the other day, told me he got over 360 something sprouts all coming up, and he took most of the kids in the off the streets that are, you know, either out there getting in trouble or going home and sitting playing the video games and wasting the time with you know, just eating boiled banana peels and stuff like that at grandma's house. Give him something to do and constructive to go to. So he's got a heck of a crew of students there, and he's made a difference in the town there. So one big salute to Simply Steve in the Philippines for his work in all the garden. He's using 1/10 the power with special LED lighting to accomplish all this stuff too, and he's educating them on that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Is Simply Steve is doing what I've been hoping the world would do. And if those folks needed a resource hub, that this place right here could be a resource hub. We could share information with one another. We could share the microphone with one another. And we can get things accomplished even if we're so far apart. You know, we can't necessarily afford to fly back and forth to each other. Stephen Gibbons said, I paid attention at school. I also paid attention to the birds and the bees and the trees out the window and dreamed the daydream. Steve, you were just like me. I was a dreamer. I still am. I still believe in the dream that it's possible that if we decide that we want to, we can resolve all the issues of this world. I go about my radio show in a mad, eccentric kind of way for a reason, because I'm trying to get folks to thinking differently than what they've been trained to think. To think outside the box, to think of possibilities. I mean, if your engine in your car is getting too hot and you understand the physics of what you can do with water, well, you know, now you can cool it down by circulating that through this engine. And so, it's all, in my mind, so mechanically simple on how that people, if they really seriously want to design a machine using existing technologies, that they could get off the power grid. But every time I mention that, it's the same old thing. Oh, well, you can't never generate the BTUs that you need. It's going to take too much energy to do it this way and that way and all that kind of stuff. People have been told for so long that things aren't possible that they believe it. And I'm sitting here trying to shout to the world that things are possible. And I'm catching a firestorm over it. Buddy, I'm looking at your picture on your Skype deal, that actual flux wind generator you got. You did a really good job on it.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I got that out here in the backyard now.
It was made
Somebody stole the tower I built for that thing. It's all right. I got some pipe towers, some heavy duty pipe tower fixing to go up, and I'm gonna put that thing up in here.
But it was made in your little shop.
Oh yeah. Fun.
So.
But I might take a little 5-horse break, gear it down, and run that sucker because it'll the RPM to recharge it both. And might play with that. See what power out I get out of the thing on a mounted deal and do a video about that. That ought to park them back up and bring the views back up and stuff like that. So I might play with that.
Well,
that's anyway.
My point is, how much of that was repurposed materials, and how much of it did you actually have to pay for?
I had to pay for the rebar. The piece of pipe, the pipe that I used was all free. The wheel bearing and the hub and all that stuff, I started with one that was for free, but I went to another one. So it's just basically welding, and then the magnets I had to pay for, and the wire I had to pay for, and I had to pay for the fiberglass. Other than that, pretty much everything else is laying around.
But the point is, some of it's repurposed, some of it you had to pay for, but was within your grasp that, if there was an engineer in every single community, somebody who knew how to weld and somebody who had a little bit of tools, that they could do that for each other and literally build these things. In my view, it's free energy right there.
Free energy.
Once you get that thing put together, at the very least, it's going to supplement your electric bill by you using it for whatever, you can use it for. It's a resource. And if everybody in the community pitched in, they could literally put together a whole abundance of these to where they could feed them in together and make their own personal power grid. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Well, that's the kind of thing that I've been trying to point out to everybody. I understand people getting frustrated at me because they think I don't do nothing or I want somebody to do it for me. It's not. That's not the case. I do a lot of stuff for myself. And I appreciate when somebody brings me junk that I can repurpose to show people how it can be repurposed. I did a video series called Free Thinkers. And if you go back and look in that doggone video, there's not one thing that I had to pay for on that entire deal. Everything was all recycled. I'm even using junk batteries, and that thing has been going ever since that first video. It's still lit up. To this very day, it's still lit up. And I didn't have to pay for it. I didn't have to pay for the junk I built it with. I didn't have to pay for the sunlight or the wind power or the thermal or the radio waves or any of the power that charges up not just DC capacitors, but AC capacitors, which pulses a Tesla coil that turns around and sends a wave out back across to the other side again and puts some of that waste energy right back into the system. It's been running ever since. I didn't get a very good response with that, that video series. I'm gonna have to do one.
I put a lot of work into a few of them. It seems like the more work you put into something, the less views you get out of there. So don't feel too bad.
Well,
you know what? My whole channel is about free energy and how to do it from scratch and stuff like that. And then somebody said, "Hey, what? You were a ham operator. Why don't you build an HD antenna?" So. And he bugged me, and he bugged me, and he bugged me, and bugged me, kind of like Moses and the Pharaoh, just before they took the big bath. But anyway, bugged me in a big way, so I made a doggone antenna, an HD antenna, bi-directional, and it was a fractal design, which means it takes any frequency underneath the dipole length of the wire itself, and bounces it all through in little fractions and harmonics, so it winds up being a pretty wide range antenna. I made it longer from what I saw on the web doing by figures, and also knowing that in ham radio, if you got a dipole or you want to run a long wire antenna, you start getting gain the more odd multiple half wavelengths you got. So I started playing with rather than clipping everything, I ran out there, and I wound up with more channels than I've ever had. And basically, even though that video itself is, and I've done the least, I did the least work on it, but that video actually doubles, or it doubles any of my other videos as far as the views. And as a matter of fact, every month I make more off of that one than I do off any of the other videos.
You told me at one time that you had a little coil of wire with an LED on it, and you could tell how close your friend was by whenever he keyed down on the mic to say hi to you, you could tell how close he was to you.
Yeah, I used a crystal diode as a radio detector, and I just put an 8.5 foot direction one way across the ceiling in my shop, and then 8.5 foot the other way, and same thing around until I had the full wavelength of somewhere right around 36 feet, something like that, for total length of wire coming around, because that's your for a full loop, that's your 20, that's your resonant wavelength for 27 megahertz and such, for like CB radio. And then I put an LED in series with that, and in series with that I put a small potentiometer, and once in a while I'd see it flash, and I'd see it light up, and then I'd start turning the sensitivity down, and then the light would start getting brighter and brighter again. I know my friend, he talked on the doggone CB, and he ran power. The cool thing was I didn't have to have the CB on it all the time. If that thing was flashing, I know he was getting close, and that was pretty cool. I'd always meet him at the end of the driver. He says, "How do you always know?" And I never told him. Yeah, I blew the germanium diode by not catching it in time one time, so I just replaced it with a 1N4001, which is nothing but a basic rectifier silicon diode instead of the germanium. It seemed to work just as well, so, yeah. But pretty cool. Then I think I told you about the other one where you make a small loop of like 3 or 4 turns at about 1 1/8 inches and put it near your cell phone. And every now and then you'd see the LED flash when your cell phone was transmitting, letting the tower know where it's at and all that stuff.
The key to that, though, is that you didn't need any batteries to do that.
No. It's all powered by the RF that's out here. The Schumann resonance is an RF that's out here all the time, but it's real low frequency, real low frequency RF, but it is in the RF range, so... Yeah, there's plenty of energy just going through the air around you. And you can make a voltage multiplier with germanium diodes, and using the right capacitance and everything, you can actually get up to a voltage where you can charge your 9-volt battery. It just takes a long time. It's more of a battery maintainer. And you got to have a real long antenna.
Stephen Gibbons in the chat room said, "Shaziz, you know how YouTube suppresses alternative energy info? And need to look at what is trending on YouTube to see they promote funny or idiotic videos just like the mainstream TV only." See?
Well, what's an idiotic video?
That's
I love Congressman Bongwater, my friend. I love Congressman Bongwater.
Yeah, and it had a good moral to it or something.
I think the funnest time I had was when Cultus was doing that show there on what do they call that, Google Talk or whatever?
Yeah.
Or where you broadcast on YouTube and all that. And they allowed us to put the skies. That was pretty neat software. You and I were having a ball.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the chat was about. I don't think we were paying attention to that. We were having fun with it, though. But, you know, the video that caught me on you was making an oscilloscope out of an old doggone 12-volt black and white television.
Yeah, that otherwise would have ended up in the trash.
Right, and you made an oscilloscope. I said, man, oscilloscopes are expensive. But, you know, it, so what? It didn't have a latch. It didn't have the frequency, or shall I say the, the trigger.
Well, it didn't have all the cool...
But if you move your frequency, you can sit there and bind it where it gets there and it gets in sync, and you can see the wave real nice.
It didn't have all the cool things that a regular oscilloscope was, and so for that, it got, you know, a lot of thumbs down. But the whole thing is, it was an idea being pointed out that if expanded on, you could literally build a perfectly working with all the cool tricks deal.
You could see what the wave looked like.
Yeah.
You just had to, you know, you just basically had to adjust the frequency of the output of the wave that you're looking for until it came somewhere close to sync. Who cares if the wave traveled down the screen and wasn't staying completely still? I thought it was pretty neat.
Yeah.
So,
well,
that's all right. Matter of fact, I got one of them big screen TVs down at the shop. Needs a couple voltage regulators in it. It's got red, green, and blue guns on it, and I was figuring one lead to each one for the three phase on the wind turbine, and I could sit there and turn it to a speed until it synced. Watch each trace in a different color. I thought that would be real good for the video camera to pick up on, because it's a big screen. So I was thinking of doing that. It's one of my dreams, one of the irons in the fire, taking up room in my old shop. But one of these days I'll probably jump on that thing and have fun with it, and after that I'll sell it.
Alright, let's take a quick music break, and I will come back. We'll finish off the last few minutes.
Alrighty, bro.
Alright, stay tuned. You listen to Mad Science. Peace and love, everybody.
Sonic, you hear me? Give my creation life!
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, jump over there to superchat.html. See, I check in and out of there all the time to see if anybody's asking anything or want to have a conversation and stuff like that. And also, there's also the Skype capability if you ever want to talk on Skype about any kind of solutions or ideas out there. That's what it's all about. This microphone is supposed to be out here, and the platform is put together so that people that have ideas can come together and share ideas in a respectful manner. It ain't about getting on there and trying to give each other a rash or stuff like that. It's about trying to find ideas and spread these ideas around the world so that other people, the dream team that I like to call them, which is all the people out there, including you, you're part of the dream team. You're a missing piece of the puzzle that can make all this stuff, all these so-called problems of the world go away. Now,
my science teacher told me I was the missing piece of the puzzle, too.
Yeah? So...
I think he was looking at my forehead, though.
Huh. So, the solutions are there, buddy. They've been there all along. I'm trying to point them out. I figured out that the way that I'm going to finally take my house completely off the power grid is using what everybody else would classify as trash. My grandpa used to say one man's trash is another man's treasure. And I'm going to turn that into a power source. I'm going to use what would have normally been waste energy, which is heat, because everything out there generates heat no matter what it is. If it's moving or if it's energized, it's going to produce heat.
You know, I saw one of your videos, man, where you were like in your backyard. And you had little wind turbines and wind chimes and all sorts of things sitting out here like it was all lined up like a museum. That was one of my favorite videos. I looked around, I said, holy moly, this boy's been busy. Yeah, I was very impressed with that video. You know which one I'm talking about?
Free Thinkers?
Yeah, it was one of the Free Thinkers series. Yes, it was.
Yep, and that thing into... I think Stephen Gibbons posted the very first Free Thinkers video out in the chat room, and there's several other that go along with it, and I need to make an updated version on it. But nonetheless, if you pay attention in that, more stuff is added to it and more ways of picking up electricity. It uses one of those little tricks that you were talking about with the coil, and this one actually uses a germanium diode, but that puts some current into some capacitors. I got both AC and DC capacitors in the system. I've got old dead batteries that are still holding a charge. Even after a battery goes completely flat, where it will no longer have the amperage to start anything, these batteries will still hold a charge. And if you understand what a battery actually does, it's pretty amazing. You take all the battery acid out of a battery, and you still have a capacitor.
Right. You still actually have a charge, too, because the air has moisture. Like
yeah. Well, when the air is going between those two plates, it still is able to... you know, as long as it finds a path, you can charge it and discharge it. It's amazing. But that,
you know, most of your old hospitals that have been around for a long time, somewhere in that back room, the storage room, there's a water battery. They used to make water batteries. And that's for in case the power outage. And all they had to do is add water to the batteries, and they'd have lighting and emergency, you know, things. And those things are still there today in a lot of the hospitals. I'm sure if you ask for them, they'll let you have them. They're pretty amazing.
Well,
the only thing is, once they start running down, you dump the water out, put more water in there, and you shake it up, dump that water out, and put new water in. And you still go back just like normal.
The whole thing is, just like that deal that you just explained there, that Freethinkers series shows that this thing basically took junk and was able to continue. It's still running to this day. It's still lighting up. So what's the useful purpose of it? Can I run my house off of it? Not the basic concept, but yeah, I could expand on that concept and I can run my entire house off of it. You see what I mean?
Yep.
Your wind generator by itself ain't going to run a full-size house.
No, but you got battery.
If you had battery banks and capacitor banks to go along with that, you could store enough energy that you could run an entire house.
You know, if the wind gets up to around 20 mile an hour and I got a 10-foot prop on that sucker, I can weld directly off the wind turbine.
See?
Once in a while, it'll stick and drain it out, and the thing will stop, and then I'll have to break it off and let the wind take it up to speed again. Then I can arc again and get a little more welding done. Straight off the wind. Not bad. But you start putting that into batteries and stuff, you could store it up, and then you can start, you can do your cooking or let your water heater come on and start heating the water up, and drain the batteries a bit, and then it catches back up. Your refrigerator takes over for a little bit. It depends, you know, all your appliances that use a lot of electricity, don't use it continuously. It uses it all in pretty much big spurts. But if you go down in wattage, you find out that you can heat up a lot of water with a lot less wattage. And, you know, let's say you go down, say, one-tenth the power. A lot of times, man, you're going to find out that the water will heat up and only twice the time. So, you know, energy efficient home, if you go off grid, you have to sacrifice, but if you're smart, you don't have to sacrifice very much. Low wattage devices with a lot more insulation, like those really the 24 volt and 12 volt refrigerators, power efficient ones, man, them things use like a tenth of the doggone wattage to do the same job.
Yeah, and the only thing that I really see that you have to sacrifice when you go off the grid is a little bit of time, a little extra time to charge something up to run it, you know. That redneck hot tub video is probably one of my most popular videos, and that takes a coffee pot element and heats the doggone tub. It takes about 4 to 6 hours to get up to full temperature, but once it's up to that temperature, you can't just leave it running, because if you do, it will get so hot you can't even sit in it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And well, you got to do a compost hot tub.
Yeah, I ought to do that too.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
But everything necessary to solve the so-called energy crisis of the world has already been invented, and it's already ready to go. When people want to get together and talk about it, that's what the Mad Science Show's about. When you want ideas, or you want to share ideas, that's what it's all about. It ain't about one man doing it all by himself. That's it. You know? I will go off the power grid, buddy, and I'll do it with style. I guarantee you it will make the news. No ifs, ands, or buts. Mark my words. And, you know, those folks that want to, you know, listen to my ideas, will listen to my ideas, and those that don't want, will walk away. And I'm not going to have hard feelings for those that walk away. But the thing is, the Mad Science Show isn't about one person It isn't about who's the smartest. It isn't about being disrespectful. It's about bringing ideas and sharing ideas to everybody out there so that they know there's an alternative than the norm. That's it. That's what the platform's for. And I put ideas out there that I've shared from other people's ideas and from my own ideas, and I put them all out there on the table so that people would see there's something to talk about. And when people want to talk about that, when they want to figure out how you can turn an old hot water heater into a smoker / wood gasifier that you can cook food on top and inside at the same time, or ways to build Stirling engines out of junk or all that, that's what it's about. And even newer and improved technologies, you're not going to be able to get the mainstream to fulfill that need for everybody to have free energy. But what you could do is get a bunch of guys like you and me and Thomas and Raymond, if they're interested, and work together to do it faster and show people how to do it. I've been showing people how to do it. I've made tons of videos showing them all kinds of different ideas in order so that they could take those ideas and run with them. You see what I'm trying to say here, man?
You mean literally run with them?
Yeah.
Learn it, do it, go patent it, do what the heck you want. Let's just make the world a better place.
My frustration goes with all the people that says it can't be done. It's with all the negativity. I'm so tired of negativity. I'm so tired of doom and gloom and all the different craziness. People will tell you a million and one ways that the earth is going to die, but they won't tell you one single way on how to save it by getting everybody together.
All I know is anything you enjoy, you will excel at. If you cease to enjoy it, it's next impossible to learn. It's the way that you attack things. I mean, it's when I saw that I could build a wind turbine, and I didn't need all this big machinery. I could do it with just regular hand tools and stuff. I could do it by myself. If I could do it, a big dummy could do it. And I just looked at it, and I got obsessed. And I studied, and I just kept going through it. Next thing you know, I was building these things, carving props. First prop I carved nearly took my head off. I smiled from ear to ear. I showed teeth I didn't know I had. And I got hooked. So I started making more props. And what are you going to do with a doggone prop? Stick it on a motor, generate some electricity. Let's see some wattage. Let's see some amps. So I took the junk that I had, just like the sealant band wind turbines. Went down to Walmart, got me some ceramic magnets. Man, spent $5-6. You know what? That thing lit LEDs, a bunch of them. And it spun. And I said, well, let's put some neodymium magnets in them bad boys. It did wonders. I powered my laptop directly off the AC. Straight to the plug on my adapter and into my laptop.
The question is, did you?
That was to take the voltage down, because 12 strands of 72 LEDs weren't enough to keep the voltage down.
Did you show any of your neighbors how to do it?
Oh yeah. And all the little experiments I did along the way, I made the videos on. So
yep.
They're still there.
That's the point. That's what I'm trying to say. That's all I've asked from anybody. Wasn't asking for
unlike you that did a pop boat, caught it on fire and didn't take any video.
Well, that's because the video, I was too busy trying to put the fire out.
Yeah, do something and show people what you're doing. They can learn by your mistakes. I even show the mistakes. If I make a mistake, I'm going to show that bad boy.
Well, anyway, I've been told in the past that, that we don't never give no solutions. We've given tons of solutions. I've been told in the past that all I'm doing is repeating the same show over and over again. Maybe, to some extent, I am saying the same exact thing that I've said for the last 3 or 4 years, but at least I'm consistent, and so that ought to tell you something. In all the 3 or 4 years, I ain't asking nobody for no money. I'm not asking anybody for anything other than them to share information with me and help me troubleshoot things that we can get together out there in the public. So it ain't about me not wanting to take somebody's money. I mean, I could take somebody's money and then I could sit there and do like everybody else out there done, and it drives me nuts. When people out there take advantage of other people on information that is so free and readily available, and they twist the facts or the science and they rip people off, I get angry. Mad science is about the whole system. I'm so tired of the governments telling the world that the doomsday's around the corner, there's a hole in the ozone layer, we got climate change, climate disruption, global warming, and all that kind of crazy stuff, while at the same side, out the other side of their neck, they're still bombing somebody around the planet, there's still homeless people, there's still starvation and sickness throughout the entire land, and it could all be resolved. It's too busy arguing over red tape and political views of what, who should be in charge of what and where, and ain't nothing getting done.
It's all about what people think is important there, Shaziz. Let's put it this way. At just about any time, like even now, there's about 25 wars going on around the world. And the reason why you haven't heard about it? Because it's not important to you. And even if they do show you, it doesn't, you know, like you watch Jurassic Park, you know, and then, yeah, I tell you what, man, you say, yeah, I'd run. Yeah, if your legs will move from all the fear, or, you know, And you know, you might be leaving a trail of brown stuff behind you. But, you know, watching it on the dealer, you know, that's there. You know, if you want to walk in the other room and go do some popcorn and come back in and sit down and smooch on the couch with your sweet honey bunny kissy lips, you know, it's not there. We've become a world of deadened people just by seeing the most, you know, the first, let's just put it this time, the first time daddy spanked your butt, he probably only tapped it. And you cried. You know? And it wasn't because the nerve endings hadn't been damaged yet. You just become less and less sensitive to it. You can take more pain. As you get older and you've seen more things and you've seen the goriest movies, it's boring. And I'd say like a gynecologist comes home and looks at, and his wife is all smiling at him. He says, "Not if I see one more, dear. If I see one more, you know." So I mean, it just depends on what you've seen and what you haven't, and how much you've seen. And the world is just deadened to what really matters out here. That's the main thing.
Well, all I can say is that
unless it's entertaining, then they'll watch it.
Well, that's why I try to make mad science as entertaining as possible. Even got the mad science hair to prove it, you know, and I try to make it a little on the crazy side because it's all crazy. Like Congressman Bongwater, the brilliance of Congressman Bongwater is he tells you just like it is. He said, "Elect me and I'm going to screw you on taxes." He wasn't playing around, he was telling the truth, you know.
See, you had that in your heart, trying to let people know what you see in the corruption.
Yeah,
you were in, and you decided to have fun. So yeah, like I said, that's one of my favorite videos.
Well,
it's all about being corrupt. It's funny, is it? It's funny as all get out.
As far as free energy, folks, if you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough for it. And if you want to talk about it, and you want to talk about solutions, then here's the place to do it. I'll give you this ShazizRadio.com. And I might even just hand it over to somebody else because I'm getting so frustrated I just don't even see the point anymore.
Take a break and come back, or shorten your shows.
Yeah, I might just hand it over to somebody else altogether and
go back to 2-hour shows.
Let them run it.
Go back to the 2-hour shows.
Well, because of the time and the I want to try to get as much in as possible, and the more people we have on there, I want everybody to have an opportunity to talk. You know, we'll play it by ear is all I can say. But the ideas are out there, and if the Dream Team ever wakes up, which is all the people of the world, if they ever decide to utilize all the gifts that they've been given and all the resources in a respectful manner towards nature and one another, you would be surprised at what we can accomplish. I've seen it both ways. I've seen where we're going. I've seen where we could be going. And I'd kind of like to go in the good direction. I'd kind of like to get this planet back together right, and I'd kind of like to get the knuckleheads out of office and have the average Joes being in charge of their own lives again and thinking for themselves, as opposed to being told that the school book said you can't do this and you can't do that, and if you try, then you're going to have to fight all the people, the negative naysayers of the world that want to give you every reason under the sun why something can't be done. I believe Stan Myers drove a dune buggy in 1979 with water. I've studied the technology. I know that it works. I know that they had electric cars in the 1800s. They got electric cars today. I know that they could be made better. And every other thing out there, even internal combustion engines, has room for improvement. Take those ideas and run with them, and that's what the Mad Science Show is all about. Mad Science Show is about pointing out all the craziness that's going on and trying to resolve the issue why people have to pay such an incredibly high energy bill every month. If you had that extra money every month, then you'd have extra money to take care of your family in a better fashion. That's the way I look at it. So I will prove for energy once and for all. And when I go off the power grid, those who want to go off the power grid in the same way will listen to what I showed them, and they'll do it. Otherwise, hey, I'm all responsible for me, right, Muddy?
That's right. Like you say, in the 1800s, I know we're going over. It's our station. The main deal is, back in Nikola Tesla's day, all the delivery trucks from all the department stores, they were all electric. Now, wait a minute now. They say, oh, man, it costs so much money for this technology and blah, blah, blah. And these things cost 3 times as much as a normal brand new car and more. And, you know, come on, man. You take an old... They take an old Volkswagen. It's got a chrome moly frame. It's lightweight, very strong, and it's a small car. And that whole floor is flat, and you've got a place for batteries underneath the back seat because that's where they put the battery. And you know what? That whole front trunk, it's got a nice flat deal. You can put more in that. So the thing is, you know, just an old car. Take all the junk out. Get you an electric forklift battery. And take the motor off, hook the direct line with any kind of coupler that you can make, and use first and second gear, and that thing will take you around, gosh, almost 300 miles. And, you know, so what? The wind blows, you come back, your other set of batteries is charged up, hooked up to it, and let it sit there. And that's more batteries for that thing to charge, and it'll go up so the charge controller won't go off as much, and you haven't wasted energy on the dump load going into the air. You can make it free to ride around.
Well, yeah, and while you're sitting out the old fishing hole doing some fishing, the solar panels are charging your batteries back up for the ride home.
You know what I got? I got a 1972 U.S. by gosh postal Jeep. It's about 2/3 the weight of a Volkswagen, and everything is square. Now, I think that's pretty neat. It's got a little four banger up there in the front, and it's an automatic. Just give me a smaller standard one there, and just hook me a forklift motor up on there, or make me an AC three-phase pulser, or what do they call it there, three-phase actuating driver. So, I mean, that ain't much, but I designed one that was manual. But as far as a DC motor, I say, well, hey, if the motor's going to, you know, whatever speed you want to go to, you start off of one battery, 2, 3, and then you might back off and everything as you go down. You got your power and your RPMs up there. the thing is about an electric motor, it's not using any amps except on the wasted friction. Okay? It's the torque that uses amps. If you're not using amps and you're at the voltage, that means it's spinning at the same speed as RPMs per volt that the motor's rated at, and also where your battery sits. You bring the voltage up and I just pour it a little bit, doesn't use much amps. That's the thing, it's amps management. So I'm sure you don't need no special devices, just use some heavy duty knife switches. And I think it would be pretty neat and feasible to drive around cheap. So
yeah,
next thing I'm gonna do is a 3-wheeled bicycle. With 2 wheels in the front, 1 wheel in the back. That way we can go around corners, you got something there to keep it from flipping. And it's lightweight. I had a 27.2 cc motor from a blower with a skateboard wheel on the shaft, and I lowered it down on top of the wheel. I got clocked at 45 on that. And when it comes down to mopeds, usually most of the places the regulation is 49 cc's or lower is a moped. Anything bigger is called a scooter and needs to be registered. 27.2 cc got me to 45 mile an hour on a regular 10 speed. When you make that thing into a recumbent 3-wheeler, you have a lot less wind resistance, and I'm pretty sure I can hit 50-55.
Yep.
No problem. With less amps, quiet as can be, I can go back and forth to the shop and plug up to the wind turbine for a while and then go home.
There's all kinds of possibilities, man. Folks, you've been listening to Mad Science Show. Sometimes we get rowdy on here, sometimes we get serious, and sometimes we feud and fuss and raise a ruckus. That's why we call it the Mad Science Show, because we're trying to work our way through all the craziness of the world. We're trying to put the solutions out to everybody, and the way that you can help us is to essentially share the podcast, share the information, jump in the chat room, post links and all that. And for all those folks that do that kind of stuff or come on the shows, you are appreciated. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Mad Science Show. Peace and love. Take care.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.